This segment I like to call the desk set. And the reason why I developed it was for my own personal use. I was at a job that was kind of a 9-to-5 job, when I would have breaks during the day where I didn't have clients scheduled. And sometimes I'd have things I needed to do at night and in the morning, so I wasn't able to always get my exercise in. So I thought, well, what could I do in my office that's short, kind of well-rounded, that works on mainly on strengthening, gets my heart rate going a little bit, and it also undoes the effects of having to sit at a desk all day, because we know sitting has ill effects on your health, even if you're exercising. So having little micro exercise breaks or exercise snacks during the day is really helpful. So you could make this into maybe a 10-minute routine, but then you could do it multiple times. So you could do it, you know, twice and you'd have 20 minutes of exercise, or do it 3 times and have 30 minutes of exercise. So the first thing I wanted to work on was core strength. I didn't want to get down on the floor in my office and plank, so I thought, let's use my desk. So Janine's going to give a demonstration of doing a really nice desk plank. She's moving away from the desk. She's going on her elbows so that she protects her wrists, and then moving her feet back, then moving her shoulders in line with her elbows, and focusing in on the core. And then you just hold this as long as you would like. And that's quite enough for Janine here. That's great. Now, that really draws in both the core muscles in the abdomen and also in the spine. And it's just another variation of a plank pose that you could do lying down. You could do it with your arms extended, but this just gets the wrists out of the way so you're not straining them at all. The next thing I wanted to do is I had taken a little break on doing chaturangas and push-ups, and I wasn't able to do them, and I wanted to get back into doing them safely. So I took the push-up and did it on the wall. So the arm position for this is you bring your arms out at shoulder height and shoulder width apart. Janine's going to show us against the wall. And then you're a little bit farther than arm's length away from the wall. Then you lean into the wall and do a push-up. Again, you're engaging the core, you're engaging the spinal muscles by supporting yourself doing the push-up, but also you're working the chest muscles. So that's a really good variation for the chest, but if you want to bring the triceps into it a little bit more, you can make kind of a triangle with your hands at about heart level and then push into the wall, and that will be more challenging to the tricep area. Lovely. Maybe even move your hands down just a little bit more so they're right at heart level. Perfect. And so that's the wall push-up. So the next thing that we'll add is some things that get our heart rate going and work on strengthening the muscles around the hips, the hip flexors and the hamstrings, and that's marching and butt kicks. So Janine is going to show you them in the forward-facing position and then from the side. So marching is kind of what it says. You're bringing your knee up as high as it goes comfortably. That's strengthening the muscles in that flex the hip up. And doing that, you know, several times, maybe I usually do it 10 times, and then I alternate with bringing my heel towards my butt to strengthen the muscles in the back of the thigh, the hamstring muscles. You can do that using the table for some support, or if your balance is good, you can do it in the middle of the room without support. But both of those are really helpful at a strengthening plus a little bit of a mini aerobic activity. Now next, one of the things that happens when we sit at a desk is our posture gets kind of forward flexed because we're typing and that sort of thing. So I wanted to do something that would stretch out my chest and then help strengthen the muscles that bring the shoulder blades together to help with that open chest. So I came up with rowing. So Janine's going to take a seat here. Again, away from the back of the chair, so the back of the chair isn't interfering with anything. And you're just using your hands in a rowing motion, bringing your elbows back, and then thinking about having your shoulder blades, if these are your shoulder blades, coming together with each movement. Those are very small muscles that bring the shoulder blades together, called the rhomboids, so this is a really good workout for them. You don't really need to do much more. So desk rowing. And then lastly, I wanted to do something to strengthen the quads. And, you know, a really important thing for over the course of our life is to be able to get up and down out of a chair without using our hands. So doing squats using the chair. So you get to the edge of the seat. And now we're going to really work at coordinating our breath with the movement also. So as Janine gets up, she's going to inhale, bring her arms up, exhale, go back down. If you just do that 10 times, that's a great quad strengthening, hip pelvis strengthening exercise. And it's really safe because if you get tired or if your legs are weak, you're just going to sit back down in the chair. If that's too easy, you can do what I would call butt taps, where you don't go to a full seated position. You just go down just to you're almost at the chair and back up. Perfect. And that also is a natural transition to if you want to go into chair pose. So that's what I kind of put together as called the desk set. It's something that's really easy. It's kind of comprehensive over the whole body with a focus on strengthening. And again, when you're finished with your practice, you want to check in with your body and see how things are going. Again, you should feel invigorated, but not worn out, exhausted, or jittery. And then also when we're strengthening the muscles in our body, it strengthens our resolve and gives us a feeling of a sense of accomplishment. So when I even do very lightweight work, sometimes when I leave after doing it, I just feel like I can just conquer anything for the day. It just gives that part of me a little boost. So I hope you enjoyed this mini strengthening program called the Desk Set.